听你课堂，听 class.com。
Chapter 4 That night, the Baudelaire children sat at the table with Aunt Josephine and ate their dinner with a cold pit in their stomachs. Half of the pit came from the chilled lime stew that Aunt Josephine had prepared, but the other half, if not more than half, came from the knowledge that Count Olaf was in their lives once again.
"That Captain Sham is certainly a charming person," Aunt Josephine said, putting a piece of lime rind in her mouth. "He must be very lonely, moving to a new town and losing a leg. Maybe we could have him over for dinner."
"We keep trying to tell you, Aunt Josephine," Violet said, pushing the stew around on her plate so it would look like she'd eaten more than she actually had. "He's not Captain Sham, he's Count Olaf in disguise."
"I've had enough of this nonsense," Aunt Josephine said. "Mr. Poe told me that Count Olaf had a tattoo on his left ankle and one eyebrow over his eyes. Captain Sham doesn't have a left ankle and only has one eye. I can't believe you would dare to disagree with a man who has eye problems."
"I have eye problems," Klaus said, pointing to his glasses. "And you're disagreeing with me."
"I will thank you not to be impertinent," Aunt Josephine said, using a word which here means pointing out that I'm wrong, which annoys me. "It is very annoying. You will have to accept, once and for all, that Captain Sham is not Count Olaf."
She reached into her pocket and pulled out the business card.
"Look at this card. Does it say Count Olaf?"
"No,
it says Captain Sham. The card does have a serious grammatical error on it, but it is nevertheless proof that Captain Sham is who he says he is."
Aunt Josephine put the business card down on the dinner table, and the Baudelaires looked at it and sighed. Business cards, of course, are not proof of anything. Anyone can go to a print shop and have cards made that say anything they like. The King of Denmark can order business cards that say he sells golf balls. Your dentist can order business cards that say she is your grandmother. "In order to escape from the castle of an enemy of mine, I once had cards printed that said I was an admiral in the French Navy." Just because something is typed, whether it is typed on a business card or typed in a newspaper or book, this does not mean that it is true. The three siblings were well aware of this simple fact, but could not find the words to convince Aunt Josephine. So they merely looked at Aunt Josephine, sighed, and silently pretended to eat their stew. It was so quiet in the dining room that everyone jumped, Violet, Klaus, Sunny, and even Aunt Josephine, when the telephone rang.
"My goodness," Aunt Josephine said, "what should we do?"
"Minka," Sunny shrieked, which probably meant something like, "Answer it, of course." Aunt Josephine stood up from the table, but didn't move even as the phone rang a second time.
"It might be important," she said, "but I don't know if it's worth the risk of electrocution."
"If it makes you feel more comfortable," Violet said, wiping her mouth with her napkin, "I will answer the phone." Violet stood up and walked to the phone in time to answer it on the third ring.
"Hello?" she asked.
"Is this Mrs. Ann Whistle?"
a wheezy voice asked.
"No," Violet replied. "This is Violet Baudelaire. May I help you?"
"Put the old woman on the phone, orphan,"
the voice said, and Violet froze, realizing it was Captain Sham. Quickly, she stole a glance at Aunt Josephine, who was now watching Violet nervously.
"I'm sorry," Violet said into the phone. "You must have the wrong number."
"Don't play with me, you wretched girl,"
Captain Sham started to say, but Violet hung up the phone, her heart pounding, and turned to Aunt Josephine.
"Someone was asking for the Hopalong Dancing School," she said, lying quickly. "I told them they had the wrong number."